USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country, so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
The pandemic continues to disrupt commerce throughout the world. Shopping early is the key to avoid the repercussions of closing ports and other bottlenecks in the system. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. Many think it could be next year before shipping and transportation issues are sorted out. Due to the fast-spreading Delta variant, supply chain issues could potentially worsen if shipping companies or ports are forced to close down.
The naked baby boy from Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind is suing the band and Cobain estate for child sexual exploitation. Spencer Eldon says his legal guardians did not consent to the image being used. He's seeking $150,000. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable, should that become necessary.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a military planning failure, as to how we draw down our forces, how we evacuate our personnel.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. Carol Miller, our congresswoman, and her team have been my only strength here. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.